The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees came forward, the ones who claim there is no resurrection, to pose this problem to Jesus. Master, Moses prescribed that if a man's brother dies leaving a wife and no child, the brother should marry the widow and raise posterity to his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first one married and died childless. Next, the second brother married the widow, then the third, and so on. All seven died without leaving her any children. Finally, the widow herself died. At the resurrection, whose wife will she be? Remember, seven married her. Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those judged worthy of a place in the age to come and of resurrection from the dead do not. They become like angels and are no longer liable to death. Sons of the resurrection, they are sons of God. Moses in the passage about the bush showed that the dead rise again when he called the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. All are alive for him." Some of the scribes responded, "Well said, teacher." They did not dare ask him anything else. This is the gospel of the Lord. Life and death, beginning and end, or maybe not. How do you live life fully? How do you accept the finality of death? For Christians, the answers to these questions on life or death are a little different than others in the world. How can death be final when we believe it is only a passing to eternal life? How do we live our lives fully unless we lose them first? In today's gospel, the Sadducees had trouble with the concept of resurrection. They couldn't think outside the box. They wanted to fit resurrected life into the confines of physical life. Yet Christ's message was totally outside the box. Not only was the way we view eternal life the opposite of the way we view physical life, but Christ challenged them to see physical life differently as well. "He who dies with the most toys wins." The supreme bumper sticker of irony. People read it and laugh, but then they continue to live their lives as if it was true. Jesus Christ loves us enough to say, "You can do more with less. If you really want happiness, you must empty yourself." True joy comes not from acquisition, but from giving away. When I wrote down those phrases, I thought to myself, they are just cliches, platitudes we repeat to ourselves, taken from the Bible to give them credence. But what would happen if we really started to live them? If we turned off the TV and read Scripture? If we gave ourselves 15 minutes of quiet time with our Lord before starting our day or beginning to cook supper? What if we smiled at the harassed grocery clerk, or the man behind us in line who's looking at his watch? Or better yet, give him our place in line. What if we tithed from our wages to support a charity every month? I think what would happen to us is we would begin seeing outside the box. We would begin living the paradox that is Christianity. That there is life, not death. We would be choosing life, as Deuteronomy reminds us. "I have set before you life and death. Therefore, choose life, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and cleaving to him." Let us choose life.